up like $1 billion in the morning.
Damn. Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
Coast FM.
The answer to the question, where did you go, is clear across Africa. That's the answer.
The answer for this hardest geezer that he calls himself, finishing running the length of Africa in under a year.
So we're talking more than 16,000 kilometres through 16 countries in 352 days.
He had lions coming after him.
Apparently he was robbed at gunpoint too.
Yeah.
In amongst his experience. We're trying to work out. So he said he was a fat lad at one stage, but I imagine not after a year of running across Africa. But
yes.
Trying to work out if he had any time off in between. Like, surely he must have, for the sake of his feet, he must have taken a day off here and there.
Far out. I can't imagine the blisters on those feet.
They were saying he was running the equivalent of a marathon every day. So that's 42, more than 42 Ks.
Correct.
Every day.
For 352 days.
Wow.
He's about to finish. He's raised more than $1.3 million for running charity, which works with homeless young people to help them in the Western Sahara. So he's, hoping.
Great cause.
So great amount of money for them as well. He's done a great job and he's looking forward to a strawberry daiquiri.
What a way to celebrate.
That's what he likes, apparently.
Not what I would be expecting, a strawberry daiquiri on the beach, but there you go.
Good on him.
The first person ever to run the entire length of Africa.
What a man. Russ Cook, the hardest geezer.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to be challenging that in a hurry, are they?
No way.
Someone's out there going, hold my beer. Yeah. Sorry, hold my daiquiri.
Hold my strawberry daiquiri, thanks.
Monday, people.
Yes. Hello. Happy Monday. Second week of school holidays.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Second week of April, technically.
Yeah, and hot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were outside last night, but
I don't know if you left your bed.
It was scorching. Last night was sweaty.
It was warm overnight too. I know.
It's very strange.
I don't like it. And you know what? Apart from that, I was just getting used to it's nice at night time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we had like a week where it was like, oh, all right, here we go. Things are cooling down. And then it was like, no, bam.
Well,
it's going to be 30. I think it was almost 37 yesterday.
Yeah, it was getting up there.
It was very hot.
I haven't looked at today's, but yesterday was total fire bans. And so it was sort of a little bit touch and go. And there were a couple of things floating around, you know, in Waroona, and there was one further south. Thankfully, they didn't sort of flare up into anything bigger. But everything's so dry.
Yeah.
And it makes me not only worry about fires, but it makes me think about water. Like, how long has it been since it properly rained?
Oh, I think we had one day maybe a month ago, and that wasn't proper rain. You know, we had a downpour for like maybe half an hour.
Yeah, that doesn't do much.
No.
And it's not like we get most of our water from dams. We get ours from underwater, underground, and we get underwater water.
Underwater water,
That's the best water. But that takes even longer to refill than a dam does from rain. So anyway, I don't know. Interesting times. Perth's typical first home buyer is now closer to middle age than their teenage years.
God.
The major milestone coming later in life. They reckon it's about 10 years later than previous to COVID. So lots of people in their 20s were doing it around the start of the 2000s. And now the average age is 34.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's up from 31, which is where it was prior to COVID. So everyone's just getting a little bit longer in life before they can afford to buy a house.
Yeah.
Which is probably not a surprising stat, but it's a bit of a worry when people are kind of getting into the housing market, you know, in the middle-aged territory.
So late.
That's not great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that means you've got to work until you're 100, possibly, to have a chance
pretty
of paying
much,
it off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's either that or we get to that territory in, I think it's Japan, where they have hereditary mortgages where they pass it down.
That's awful, isn't it?
It's not a great thought. I mean, back in the day, it was like maybe if, you know, you play your cards right, you might get your parents' house as opposed to the mortgage.
Yeah, or some money from mum and dad when they pass. It's like, no, actually, here's a big debt from mum and dad.
Yeah, exactly. Here's our bill.
Thank you.
So there we go. That's where we're at. I don't know what we're going to do about this, but welcome to Australia.
Well, we can do nothing. We can
very little at this stage. Exactly right. Sasha and Isla have announced they're breaking up.
Spicy, isn't it?
Oh, and I mean, they're saying, I mean, obviously this has been coming for a long time, but Rebel
It seems a little coincidence that she has to come out and say it when there's a big drama surrounding her ex-hubby. It's like, actually, I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, we're separated. We have not been together for about 13 years.
So stop questioning me.
So, yes, I don't want to answer this. They've been together, by the way, 13 years.
Yeah.
So, yep. But it does seem like good timing.
Unlucky 13, eh?
The middle of this controversy. I mean, unless we're all getting pranked and it's all part of Rebel's publicity machine. Could you imagine if, like, this is... You think about the kind of stuff that Sacha Baron Cohen does and you think, he doesn't mind doing weirdly controversial and strange, awkward things.
Have they got a new movie coming out together, Rebel and the Sasha?
Wouldn't that save
characters
everything?
Characters that hate each other.
In the end, they go, you know, maybe we could resolve this by just doing a movie together. Could you imagine? Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
No, I couldn't.
It's a bit too conspiracy. And look, it clearly worked for Netflix. Disney Plus is set to crack down on password sharing. Disney's hoping to turn their fortunes around by banning account holders from sharing their password with viewers outside their household. I mean. Well,
they need to make their thing a bit cheaper, don't they? Disney's the most expensive one, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, I've
briefly looked at it and thought, I'm not paying that.
Yeah, there's a fair bit in there for the Star Wars back catalogue, it's fair to say. That's all you're getting it for.
Yeah.
For people outside your household. So they were contemplating not letting you share it within the household? I'm sorry, what?
Ridiculous.
Anyway, here we are. I'm going to blow your mind, Nikki, with some weird, weird facts. I'm going to throw some figures at you that will completely just peel your ears back.
Wow, okay, well, you've really built it up now.
Okay, I realise I have to deliver now.
Okay.
They say there are 200,000 times as many ants on Earth as there are stars in the Milky Way. 200,000 times more ants than there are stars. Now,
I can believe that.
The best estimate suggests there are 100 billion stars in the galaxy. So that means over a quadrillion ants. I mean, these figures don't even mean anything, do they?
No.
Not even vaguely.
I reckon we had that many ants in our caravan when we got infested
a
couple months ago. And I had all quadrillion of them in there.
I thought, so well, I reckon you must have had half, because I reckon the other half were in my cat's food bowl.
Well, we found them all there,
there you go. So, you know, just a quick count. You know, we pretty much confirmed that. So there you go.
Sorted.
Not blown away at all.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Get set for local footy as league double action happens this weekend. Peel Thunder's men and women are going to be playing at home. Waffle W game 11:30. Waffle from 2. Both games see Thunder hosting East Perth at Lang Group Stadium. So that will be fun on Saturday.
Nice.
International Feng Shui or Feng Shui Awareness Day today. All about, obviously, harmonising with your environment. So when's that not a good thing?
Never. I don't think.
You know, we need a pond in the corner of this room.
Yes.
That's what I think we need.
Could rearrange the whole house today.
We could. I'm just talking about the studio. How about like a little money tree in here? That'd be nice.
Yeah, sure.
Would that bring some luck in? We need a luck dragon.
We can only try.
We need a luck dragon in this room as well, I think it's fair to say. And April 8, now this is a bit of a story. April 8 is Draw a Bird Day, all right? It's not about your artistic skills. It's just about having fun and sharing your efforts. And
what about Flip the Bird? Does that work as well?
Maybe. It's not in the scheme of the original story.
All right.
But it goes back to 1943 when a 7-year-old girl living in England called Dory Cooper went with her mum to visit an uncle who was wounded in the war.
Mm.
He'd lost his leg. Things weren't great. She said, draw me a bird. And so even though he was unwell, he did it and it kind of broke the tension.
Mm.
Now, 3 years later, she got hit by a car and passed away. Right. Horrible story. And as a result, her coffin was filled with pictures of birds.
Oh.
So ever since then.
What an awful story.
It is. I know. But ever since then, people have been drawing birds on her birthday.
Aww.
So April 8 is the day to draw birds in memory of Dory. And just, you know, because it's a great icebreaker and it's a great thing to just... It wasn't a great picture of a bird was where it goes back to back in the day.
Right, so now we're criticising her picture of the bird.
So anyway,
she could have done better, but...
But yes, it's not about the artistic ability, which is lucky because the best I could do is like...
All right, draw a crap bird today.
An M. That's it. I'll do it up the corner of my page.
Oh, the seagull.
The seagull. The flying seagull. That's all I can do.
The golden arches.
Nikki and DeMello's.
Riddle me this. Riddle me that.
Riddle riddle me this.
And Nat is on the line, ready to go. Nat from Secret Harbour, first question today. Are you wearing your riddling pants?
Sure am.
Good.
Excellent. Good to hear.
You've chosen well.
Yep. All right. You could go in the draw for an awesome prize from Sick Hobbies again this week if you can solve our riddles.
Is this someone in your household that, you know, is potentially going to be a mechanic?
Yes, definitely.
Ooh, okay, cool. All right.
Good prize then.
Build it yourself four-cylinder engine kit from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. Up for grabs.
All right, just have to solve this to get in the running. There are five sisters in a room. Anne is reading a book. Margaret is cooking. Kate is playing chess and Marie is doing the laundry. What's the fifth sister doing?
Playing chess.
Also.
It's hard to play chess by yourself, isn't it?
Well, you've seen through the clues.
Yeah, she's playing chess with Kate. Yes. Nailed
nice
it.
One, Nat. Into the draw you go. The Hanes build-it-yourself four-cylinder engine kit from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham going off on Friday.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's
go.
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore, located in Mandurah Home City, or online at seagulls.com.au. And once again, unleashing the cleaning power of entertainment news, here's Nikki.
Thank you. Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher have called it quits. They shared a joint statement over the weekend, which read, "After a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we are finally putting our rackets down. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. Firstly, what a strange way to refer to your marriage when you're not tennis players."
Did they also dress in tennis whites? I think they may have had a photo with it too.
I don't know if they took that photo for the statement or they had the photo and they've just gone a tennis theme. I'm like, what is happening? Why?
Either way, that is a really odd way to announce it.
Yeah, it's not making sense to me. Anyway, they continued, "We have always prioritised our privacy and have been quietly working through this change. We forever share in our devotion and love for our children. We sincerely appreciate your respecting our family's wish for privacy." Cohen and Fisher first met back in 2001 in Sydney, well before the success of Borat and, of course, Isla's wedding crashes, which was around 2005. They tied the knot in 2010 and have three kids together. The news comes a week after Rebel Wilson called Cohen a massive a-hole and revealed that she has a whole chapter dedicated to his behaviour in her upcoming memoir,
goodness,
Rebel Rising, which was due out last week but has since been pulled from the shelves last minute over legal dramas surrounding the accusation. So spicy.
So much going on. I wonder what else was in the chapter. That's the other question.
Will
what
we
else?
Ever know?
I don't know.
Anyway, a trailer for a new Netflix movie, Mother of the Bride, starring Brooke Shields, has been released. From the director of Mean Girls and Freaky Friday, Brooke Shields is the Mother of the Bride, starring alongside Nickelodeon's iCarly star Miranda Cosgrove and Chad Michael Murray. It's been a while since I've heard from Chad. What have you been doing? Here's the trailer.
The best thing you can do is relax.
Mixed doubles?
She doesn't like to lose.
Who said anything about losing? I'm so sorry.
Hey, buddy, I'm a doctor. I need you to relax and breathe.
Hey, listen, can I buy you a drink tonight?
Oh, thank you.
She's wide open.
See you then.
You're welcome.
Go, a lot going on there.
And Mother of the Bride is out May 9 on Netflix. And Margot Robbie and Olivia Wilde are set to join forces for a movie adaptation of the comic Evangeline. Wilde is set to direct the superhero flick about the comic book character Evangeline, who is an angel that fights against evil and often finds herself face-to-face with demons and monsters. The character comes from the 90s comic books created by Deadpool founder Rob Liefeld. Margot will produce the flick through her production company. It also has a writer and producer from the X-Men movies on board. Wow. So it sounds like it's going to be a big flick. Evangeline, look out for it.
Nikki and DeMello. Back Monday from 6. 97.3 Coast FM.